I'm joined by musician Edgar Broughton. Now, you've just come off stage. What was the atmosphere like?
I liked it. I like these kind of gigs. There's something about being in the open air as well and seeing little children about, having a nice time. I love it. It's great.
And what do you think makes festivals like this particularly special?
Other people. It's always the people. I mean, you've got to have people who put the infrastructure together, and you've got to have all the stores. I mean, there's some fantastic food here and all sorts of bits and pieces. And I think that's part of it, but it's the people, really, that come.
And how would you describe your music?
Well, I mean, the Edgar Broughton Band, which was my band up until about 3 years ago, was very heavy kind of underground political kind of stuff, with some melody and some beauty as well, I think. So I wanted to try and do something that was just the pretty. Still there's messages in it, but I wanted to do something that was kind of more melodic and smaller. And also I'm doing a thing called A Fair Day's Pay for a Fair Day's Work, which was an old trade union slogan, which I really like. And basically what I do is I, for one day's pay of anybody's pay, I go and play in their house or back garden or, you know, their wedding or whatever it is. And I've done lots of those in the last couple of years. And it's about, like, getting back to roots and being a sort of a minstrel, really. And I really like that as much as touring in a band, you know, so it's great.
And why do you think that kind of thing's important?
Well, for me as an artist, it's important because, you know, I've toured since 1969. So, and you lose connection. The bigger the audience, you know, you start to lose that personal connection with people. And playing for smaller audiences in their home, for example, is a great way of reconnecting and recharging the batteries, because you get a different kind of stimulus, you know, and sort of sit up half the night putting the world to rights, that kind of thing. It's good fun, you know.
And what's next for you? What have you got planned next?
Well, I'm putting a band together, which is kind of going to be, hopefully, pretty songs against a sort of rather sort of heavy kind of backdrop of noise, sort of soundscapes and all kinds of sort of strange stuff. But we've been working on that for a year, and we've given ourselves to the end of this year. And if it works, then we'll go out and tour. If it doesn't, we've had a great time. It's an experiment.